The Secretary of State made no attempt to minimize ongoing disputes, especially those with Iran over its nuclear program and encouragement to radical elements in the Middle East. But in a year-end talk with reporters that had a notably conciliatory tone, Rice would not rule out the possibility that the last year of the Bush administration might yield better relations with and possible visits to longtime adversaries like North Korea, Iran, and Syria.
We don't have permanent enemies. The United States doesn't. What we have is a policy that is open to ending conflict and confrontation with any country that is willing to meet us on those terms. And we've given very clear paths with our allies. It's not a unilateral U.S. policy, but with our allies, we've given very clear paths and very clear pathways for improving relations with all of those countries.
In the case of Iran, Rice reiterated an offer of open-ended dialogue with her Iranian counterpart at any time or venue, provided the Tehran government met international demands to stop uranium enrichment. At the same time, she rejected suggestions by some policy analysts that the United States engage with Iran without conditions. She said the demand that Iran halt enrichment is enshrined in multiple resolutions by the UN Security Council and the International Atomic Energy Agency and reflects broad skepticism about Iran's professions of peaceful nuclear intentions.
Why is it that this is at the center of the international effort on Iran? And it is because Iran should not be allowed to practice enrichment and reprocessing in order to solve the engineering problem of keeping cascades going in sequence so that they can learn to enrich at first 4%, then 15%, then 50%, and eventually 98%, and have fissile material for a nuclear weapon.
Rice said the six-party accord under which North Korea is to scrap its nuclear program in exchange for energy aid and diplomatic benefits provides a clear pathway toward better political relations between Pyongyang and Washington. She said she expects North Korea to honor the pledge it made in the Chinese-sponsored talks to make a complete and accurate declaration of all its nuclear programs as required by year's end. As to Syria, Rice noted that despite strains in the relationship, the United States invited Damascus to the Annapolis Middle East Peace Conference last month, at which Syria was allowed to make its case for a comprehensive regional accord that would return the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights to Syria. Rice said the gesture has not yet been reciprocated by better Syrian behavior, especially in what the United States sees as Syrian efforts to prolong the political impasse in Lebanon over electing a new president.
There are those who had hoped that Syria would show a more constructive attitude toward the region as a whole, having started down this path. That has not yet happened, and it's extremely important that the Lebanese be able to go to their parliament and elect a president. By all accounts, they have a consensus candidate that they believe they could elect, and one has to ask, why can't they get to the parliament and elect this president?
Rice said Syria should prevail on its Lebanese allies to let the election proceed and end a political crisis described as the most dangerous in Lebanon since the end of its civil war in 1990. David Collins, VOA News, the State Department.